The Winter Olympics in Beijing did begin last week, but as some of the best athletes in the world go for gold, not as many people are apparently tuning in as maybe NBC, the broadcaster, had hoped. In fact, the broadcaster says 16 million people tuned in to watch Friday's opening ceremony. But how does that compare to previous Olympics? Well, Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer is here to stop by with more details on exactly how those numbers compare. Josh, not looking so good for NBC, is it?
Yeah, Brian, we'll start with those numbers you were just referencing right there. And I should mention NBC spent over $7 billion on these broadcasting rights. So it's a big investment for the company as a whole. So 16 million viewers for the opening ceremony. That's down 43% from 2018. Those Olympics in 2018 were in South Korea. So a pretty similar time change for the U.S., but down 43%. From 2018 for the 2022 opening ceremony. And then if you take a look at the opening night, so that was last Thursday night, the events usually start a little bit before the actual ceremony, that had 7.7 million viewers, and that's down from 16 million viewers in 2018 and 20 million viewers in 2014. So a huge drop off for viewership. And there's really two big reasons why. There's a political reason, and then of course, COVID-19 has still impacted pretty much everything. And so those two reasons combining have kind of given NBC a really tough time here. So from the political standpoint, we know the U.S. and other Western countries have posed a diplomatic boycott from the Olympics themselves. And this is over human rights issues in China and China's mistreatment of the Muslim minority population known as the Uyghurs. And so this is, the U.S. has accused China of genocide and what they're committing in Western China. And so that's really something that we've seen in the past. It makes people not want to watch sports. When there are political issues going on, people usually just step away from sports. Yahoo News did a survey back in 2021, and it said that 34.5%, so more than one third of people, said that they stopped watching sports in 2020 and 2021 because of social justice and political issues. And then if we get to the pandemic, there was also a trend of people not watching sports amid the COVID-19 pandemic. People just don't want to watch a sport with no fans, a sport where the athletes are wearing masks and the interviewers are wearing masks, and it just kind of reminds them of the life that they don't really like on the outside with what's happening with COVID-19. And that causes syndication issues. The Super Bowl last year, I should point out, kind of our reasoning for knowing the COVID-19 impact sports. The Super Bowl last year was the least watched Super Bowl in 15 years. And we know people normally like to watch the NFL. And one last note on kind of what's happening here with syndication problems is because of all of this, NBC doesn't have the same presence they normally have over in China. They don't have the Today Show there. They don't have their other programs there. And so we're not seeing the normal audience be brought into the sports audience, and it's leading to less numbers for NBC.
Yeah, Josh, that was really noticeable in the coverage of the opening ceremony, where there's kind of that split screen between Beijing and then Connecticut, which is where a lot of their broadcast is happening, too. Thinking back to last year during the Tokyo Olympics, that was supposed to kind of be the big launch or push for Peacock. And we talked about this in the lead up to the Olympics, you know, how helpful the Olympics have actually been to Peacock getting those numbers up. Did we get any additional numbers from the weekend about whether, in fact, they're seeing subscribers migrate over to try and check out the programming that NBC has put for the Olympics on the streaming platform?
Yeah, there's been some increase in Peacock subscribers, and I think we're going to see that sort of continue throughout the week. So this is kind of a lot of people reacting to these first weekend numbers because they are big misses. But it is also the start of NBC's big week. They traded for Super Bowl rights for this upcoming Sunday with CBS. They traded years purposely for this moment. And kind of Peacock's big day is going to be next Sunday. NBC is going to stream about 18 hours straight of Olympics content into Super Bowl content, then back into Olympics content. So I think that's where we're going to see, did people use Peacock? Did people download Peacock to go all in on a giant sports day on a Sunday? So we're really kind of looking for those numbers, I think, Akiko, next Monday, next Tuesday. What were the downloads on Peacock and what was the engagement for the investment of the Super Bowl combined with the Olympics? And is Peacock that premier streaming sports streaming service that NBC wants it to be?